Today is Friday, August 29th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I took a mental health day today at work. I'm just having one of those days. It was just, I stressed. It's a Friday. A lot of people are taking off. And I'm taking off a lot of time in September, but I took a mental health day because I just couldn't pull myself together to be on meetings and stuff like that. So mental health day, if I was a millennial or a Gen Z, I would be doing exactly the right thing. I don't know that Gen X folks take mental health days, but I'm going to work on Monday though. Because nobody's going to be working on Monday, and I have a big thing I need to, well, finish is a strong word, but I need to make a lot of progress on a project that I'm working on, and I'll have all day Monday to do it. No one will be working. I don't have any plans, and because I'm going out of town on Thursday, and I'm going to have fun next weekend, I feel like it's okay. It's, you know, it's all right. I can do it. I can make it work. I am recording this on Friday because I just didn't feel like recording on Thursday night. I finished with work. I talked to Mark. Mark and I have been, because he's working during the same time as we're working, during the week, I can talk to him throughout the day, which is cool. And actually, we're actually talking more than we normally talk when he's here in the U.S. because he is a workaholic, and he is a very much heads down, which is a very good worker, but he doesn't pay attention to text messages or other things. If he is working, he is working. I wish I had that. I wish I had that focus that he has, but I'm like focusing on 5 million different things, and I have to do something similar to the Pomodoro method where I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes getting something really focused done, and then I have to take a break, and then I have to go back and do another 20 minutes or what. I don't do it formally, like the formal Pomodoro process, but I do an informal version of, okay, I'm going to sit down and Adam, you're going to work until 10 a.m. And then you can get up and watch a YouTube video. And then you can sit back down and do some more work for another hour or, you know, whatever the case may be. But Mark, all day long, he is the most focused, just get the work done sort of person that I admire that in him. I wish I had those qualities. I'm like darting from here to there. I can't keep from being bored or whatever the case may be on. And I know I've said a million times, I never get bored. It's not, tasks will bore me, but I always have something else I can do that keeps me from being bored. So I'm just hopping around from thing to thing to thing. Oh, I'll print something, 3D print something. Speaking of 3D printing, I ordered that Kickstarter thing that was the other kind of 3D printing that doesn't use filament, uses resin. It's resin. It is a resin printer and it looks really cool. And I backed it like way back, like 3 or 4 months ago. And I got a thing asking for my address and saying, okay, the Kickstarter was completed. We're going to start shipping. But that was like a month ago and I haven't seen anything. And I'm not even sure. I don't think I've actually backed and completed a Kickstarter before. So I don't even know how to check like the status of my order. I guess if I go to the Kickstarter site, maybe I'll be able to do that. Anyway, regardless, I just went off onto a tangent because that's another thing I could do, you know, go and resin print something or when that comes in, obviously. But I don't, because I just keep myself busy doing things, right? But when I have a task, a specific task that I have to work on, and I have to work on it for a long amount of time, that is when I really struggle. It's when I really struggle. So we do have some contact here, and I'm going to go ahead and read that. So first of all, from young Nicholas, and I'm going to have to enter his phone number into, I wonder if he got a new phone number. Anyway, I'm going to have to enter his phone number into the spreadsheet because it came through as unknown. But it says, good morning, Adam. Young Nicholas here. Just a quick little message to let you know I'm looking forward to seeing you and Daniel on your visit to Charleston here soon. Again, I'm sorry I'm not able to make it to Friday at Fatty's. As we discussed, y'all are more than welcome to see me at work, and I'll take my lunch break and spend time with y'all. Also, I love your award-winning podcast. It gives me strength to keep going and carry on. A quote I love is, let them. I will tattoo that on myself soon. Speaking of tattoos, I can give you a tattoo when you visit, or when I get the money to visit you and Mark, I'll bring my tattoo kit. Love you, young Nicholas. Aw, a tattoo. Wow. First of all, I didn't know that you tattoo people. I don't have any tattoos, and that is, I don't know. I'll think about it. But that seems like a painful thing that's very permanent. And I wouldn't even know what I would put anywhere or where I would put it or anything like that. Oh my gosh. That makes me a little nervous just thinking about getting a painful tattoo. But thanks for the message, Nick. Let's see. I called you Nick. I don't even know if anyone ever calls you Nick. I'm recording and I realized I took my keyboard downstairs, so I can't actually type in anything. I was going to go to a certain website and I can't do it because I don't have my keyboard. All I have is my mouse. All right. Well, we got another. Oh yeah. I was going to remember to enter his phone number into the magical spreadsheet of phone numbers so that next time, and young Nicholas, you should message more often. Also. All right. Gary in Portland says, thanks for mentioning Rainbow Vista today. I enjoy the little show. Well, I enjoy you messaging, Gary. And I know you enjoy Rainbow Vista, or at least I think you do enjoy Rainbow Vista. So that's cool. Part of me wishes one thing that I'm missing when I was in Dallas. And I'm mostly an introverted person. I mean, for real. I need a lot of alone time. I need time with my own thoughts. Maybe I get too much of that, and that's why I'm so in my feels all the time. But I need time with my own thoughts. But at the same time, I need to be able to be gay around friends occasionally. You know, just be gay. And the only gay friends that I have are online. So it's really hard. Like, I wish I just had some friends that were close by. Like, I really envy Big Fatty how he's got his circle of friends. And every Friday night, they have Friday at Fatty's. They get together. They have a meal. You know, they have fun. They have little jokes with each other and all that kind of stuff. And I just don't have anyone local other than Mark, who is my partner. He's my best friend. Well, other than Daniel. I mean, a different level of, you know, Daniel is best friend on the friends level. Mark is best friend on the boyfriend level. But still, I mean, he's my boyfriend and I need other friends as well. I've just been thinking about this recently. But the thought about having to go out and make... I love all of my internet friends. And if we could all live in a commune, or we could all live somewhere together, or close enough together in the same neighborhood where, you know, on a Friday night, we could just be like, hey guys, what's up? Y'all want to go have a drink or whatever? And we just go, you know, hang out at a local bar or... not a club, because I don't like loud music, but, you know, we have game nights or we have little get-togethers where we get potluck dinners. That doesn't sound very much like a gay social, a potluck, a gay potluck social. That's kind of like what Friday at Fatty's is, except he cooks. Sometimes different people bring different covered dishes. So I don't know. I just kind of, I'm missing, like when I lived in Dallas, I had that available to me. I was in Turtle Creek Corral. I could find things to do and people to hang out with. And now in Arkansas, I just don't have that. And there are gay people here in Arkansas. So I could make some friends, but obviously I'm not. And the friends that Mark and I have are straight couples, mostly. So I'm missing some gayness, some gay friends in my life. Anyway, nothing else has happened this week. I had leftover spaghetti for dinner last night, so yay me, I didn't go get fast food. And so that's good. Mission accomplished there. I have cleaned the kitchen, so that's all good. Other than that, I just kind of relaxed last night. I didn't really do much. I need to do Peloton again 2 more times this week, so I'll probably do Peloton today, the bike, and maybe tomorrow as well. All right, well, everyone have a great weekend. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Happy holidays. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.